Nearly home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pro's number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live. You're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back. Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, cause you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2025 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings. July 2024 to June 2025.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
John Bishop.
Dave.
Listen, you're Mr. Hollywood now. I love this. You come to Dublin, I get a text, hey, you want to go for a drink? Yeah, sure, John. We know each other, what, 20 years? Now I can only meet you in a five-star hotel because hey, Mr. Big Top.
Listen, and I don't, please stop looking at me. No, it's mad, isn't it? And it's like, listen, let's be honest, I'm on the coattails of this because this film, you know, it's made by Bradley Cooper. It's got Will on there. It's got Laura Dern. And if they're not available, I'm the guy you interview.
I'm glad to interview you, John. You always know that. But of all of the things that have happened to you professionally, or even just in your life, you've led an unbelievably rich life. But is this the maddest thing that's happened?
There was one stag do in Amsterdam. But it's completely for different reasons.
The film version of that is yet to be made.
Yeah, that's the sequel.
Yeah, it must be a completely bizarre scenario to find yourself in.
Bizarre, it's surreal. I keep seeing that poster, and it's honestly a hop and a skip away from that picture being me and Melanie. It's so close to our life and our reality. But the fact that this is a Hollywood film, but also the fact that it's a good one. You know what I mean?
If
it had been a crap film, I wouldn't be here.
No.
The only way I can describe it is at times it was like watching a memory. You see something, I remember how that felt, or someone's portraying how you felt. And it's, you know, like one of the reviews said it's a film that Hollywood had forgot how to make because, you know, there's not big showpieces, no. There's not drama. There's not people who are walking with a limp or got something strange about them or whatever. They're just ordinary people.
Yeah.
They're ordinary people that we all know. And capturing that is, I think they've done brilliantly.
And do you regret sitting down on a canal boat with Will Arnett and telling him about your journey to stand-up?
Not at all, because, I mean, listen, it's a long time from that conversation to this being a film. And along the way, you have your ups and downs and your doubts and your apprehensions. But the end result is so good. And the end result lasts forever. This is the kind of film that seems timeless to me.
Totally.
Because it's not...
It's just a love story.
Yeah, exactly. It's not of the style of films. This is a thing that you'll go back to and go back to, and it will always resonate.
And the most important question of all, how's Melanie about all this?
She's good. She's good. It took a lot. But what really helped is Laura Dern, who plays the character based on Melanie, reached out to Melanie when she was cast and asked if she could meet her. And Laura Dern was in Wild at Heart, which is one of Melanie's favourite films of all time. And so she went to meet Laura and they spent a day in London. Laura just got a notepad and said, tell me everything. So she told her side. And the script reflected that because it changed. Because Laura then went back and Bradley said, tell me everything.
Okay.
So then Bradley took things out of what was that. So there's a scene in the movie which is directly from that conversation, which is the headlights scene, which is one of the most intimate scenes.
I love that.
And also, I think from a man's perspective, it wasn't in the story that I would have told. I wouldn't have, you know what I mean? I wouldn't have registered that how intimate that was. And so that is directly Melanie's input.
That's amazing. Just a very personal thing, really strangely, in this movie, there's a moment where Alex is late for a big show. He walks in, there's a musician playing. That's one of my best mates in real life. So I'm watching the movie in the cinema and I go, that's Colin Smith. He's it. And he always gigs in the Olive Tree.
He's always gigs because that's the band.
That's right.
The comedy cellar. So Norman owns the comedy cellar. He plays in the band.
That's right.
I've been there. They play on that on the Monday nights.
That's Colin. That's one of my best mates.
Because it's so authentic because the comedy cellar, as you will know, is the pivot. It's such a brilliant comedy club in New York. It's what everyone thinks a comedy club will be like.
Yeah.
So they have the Olive Tree Cafe, which is in the film with all the comics hanging around. They have the walk down the stairs, which is in the film. And they have the band that's playing, that they play every Monday night with Norm, who owns the club. The comedians who are in the film are real comedians.
Yeah.
Liz, who's the manager in the film, is the manager of the comedy center.
Yeah.
It's so authentic and it's so real that just enhances the story.
And then the brilliant Irishman, Ciarán Hinds, as Alex's dad.
Like as my dad,
your dad,
and that there's a scene where Alex tells his mum and dad that he's doing stand-up comedy. That happened. Those were the words. Me mum saying, "God, I didn't know things had gone so bad." And me dad going, "What's funny about your life?"
That's so good.
That's so true.
Oh, listen, I loved it so much. I genuinely did. It's brilliant. If I can just veer away really quickly, Liverpool, Man United, who's going to finish ahead of who this season?
It will be ahead of you. I think it's great what's happened. Because I think I just couldn't believe you'd have a manager that you really but he used to sit to his end of the stand. So I think having Carrick in charge is good for you as his supporters. And obviously his first game, he couldn't do anything wrong, could he? If you'd have got beat, he'd have gone ahead and expected. But saying, I'm going to snot Man City. Brilliant.
So
but I still think we'll beat you.
Okay, we'll see. End of the season, let's have a phone call.
Let's catch you up.
Is this thing on? Absolutely incredible. I hope everyone in my audience goes to see it. Congratulations on your life.
Good man. Thank you.
Dave Moore on Today FM.